I would like to propose to continue with exploration of two emotions that are very similar, are related because both these emotions of hast and anxiety have the same grandmother, the same aunt as Dagmar, fear. Both hast and anxiety, the agitation, restless, arise, are the subtle form perhaps daily. If we refine our listening, we can recognize it in our day of fear. That is why it is so important to begin this new part of the journey. The one where we apply this new sensitivity that we are cultivating within an emotional state that often accompany us throughout the day, asks. For example, we wake up and we already feel late for all the things we have to do, or there is an opposite reaction, almost as if we have the handbrake pulled and there is still an unseeness about it. It is as if our speed is not the right speed. I wish that together to do something very brave, usually something very human. We try to eliminate emotional state that we don't like or to avoid feeling them, to anesthetize them. One way of anesthetizing restlessness, anxiety, for example, is to take the mobile phone, switch on the television, have a useless chat that doesn't nourish us. All things that make us more anxious, more tired. So usually the strategy are either eliminate the emotional state, five, fix ourselves, or to anesthetize us, or to we wear ourselves out, which is all very well, as its value. I am very restless. I am anxious. So now I'm going for a run. Now we are going to do something unusual that has a lot to do with healing, with a healthier relationship with ourselves. We will go into rest, and in rest, we will invite these painful emotions, this small restlessness, this little anxiety. Well, let us begin with the posture of rest, the perfect one, the one that allows us to entrust all our weight to the heart, that of abandonment of the lying posture. If we have the possibility, we lie down even on a carpet, even on a bed, even on a sofa. And if we don't have this possibility, we make sure that our posture is comfortable, very comfortable. Let us make sure that our posture is stable so that we put most of weight to the ground. posture is in this case help us, even if we discover little by little to be able to rest in the four postures, even in walking and even in doing. Resting in doing is called awareness. Now we give ourselves easier condition, easier with the posture of rest. Little by little, the body allow itself to be welcomed by the heart. Little by little, the heart welcome us as we are. It doesn't ask us to be better. It is a willingness, that of the heart. We often shirk this rest, this embrace, which is nourishment, precisely in this encounter, in the heart of the sensation of this encounter. When I truly allow myself to rest in this encounter, which is always a little imperfect, doesn't need to be perfect, because there is always a part of the body that shirks the embrace, this support, and that is normal. It is a part of the body where our emotional history is written, is the wonder place contract. There is always an open body and a wounded body, close, always. In each of us, we are learning respect. When we allow ourselves to rest in the open body, and we dare to allow ourselves to rest in this small contraction, tension, in this small restlessness, in this subtle restlessness that perhaps even now we can recognize, precisely because of the stillness that we are now giving to this body that allows itself to be supported by the heart. The restlessness, however subtle, can be recognized for the first time, perhaps instead of improving, dissolve, eliminate, we dare to rest in the place that cannot rest, in the place that doesn't rest, and right here, where inhalation accompanies us, inspiration has the gift of recognize and to welcome the request of care that arise in the subtle irritation, in the subtle restlessness. Perhaps we are in a moment of serenity, perhaps instead we can recognize the subtle restlessness. It's a great gift to be able to recognize that this is why we are refining our serenity. We make ourselves available to listening. This listening is already affection, already respect. It is a great gift that we give ourselves. It is a great insight that we give ourselves. This little rest that excludes nothing is a gift we give to us, also to the world in which we live. Peace in ourselves, peace in the world. The first gift that this peace in the body give us is to make us as meet that which is not quiet, a restlessness, a contraction, which can be encountered in a part of the body, localized or not, because it is generalized. We are meeting each other fully without rejecting anything. We are listening to each other with a new respect, a new friendship, and a new relationship with ourselves is born. We discover that we can enjoy that open body part, soft, that let itself be embraced by the heart. The breath itself goes naturally according to its nature, goes to bring its present into the place it discovers contract. It is not a doing, but a allowing. It is a new relationship of respect with ourselves. This listening is a precious gift that we make to ourselves, an unconditional listening without demands. This is the true friendship, respect, affection. This trust, this surrender can reveal to us this subtle restlessness. It is a great gift to be able to get in touch with this subtle anxiety, precisely because everything that is exposed to light becomes light. What we can grasp, recognize, begins a path of healing. Where there was judgments, a rejection of what we felt, we hear. Now there is a passion, courageous, listening, resting in the heart of this subtle restlessness, instead of avoiding in the moment, in the constant moving from one thing to another. We are daring to rest in the place that doesn't rest. We can perceive that there is at the same time easy, freedom, spaciousness in a large part of the body, and this part allows us to recognize what is contract, is agitated, where when we were children or maybe teenagers, and we experience a moment of anxiety, of great restlessness, maybe a situation in the school or in the family or with friends has localized itself in one part of the body. Let's give ourselves permission to feel what this anxiety is like, this restlessness of the body. Let us give ourselves permission to explore this affection, courage and passion with this restlessness that was perhaps very similar to what we experienced when we were children or kids. Where is it in the body? In the chest or in the belly? Is it a vibration, a dry? Without the need to grasp with great lightness, we are grasping with great lightness the psychical sensation. We are inviting it, remembering an episode from our childhood where we are recognizing it in the body with great lightness, with great affection, without letting the story be transformed with guilty victims. There is no need for a story. We are discovering the possibility of inviting this emotional state, painful or subtle, unknowing, and we can also invite remembering a situation that at this time in our lives make us particularly anxious, or even our relationship with others, ourselves. We can also let ourselves be helped here by remembering of a situation that generates in us these anxieties, this restlessness. And instead of letting ourselves be grabbed by a story and look for a solution in the story, we do something new. The way out is inside. Instead of finding solution outside, Just for this moment, we allow ourselves to listen. Listen, welcome this anxiety. That is why this exploration is so courageous. We dare to rest in the place that doesn't rest. We dare to acknowledge with affection, with passion, this emotion, this emotional state of anxiety generated by a particular situation. How is it in the body? Is it in a particular place? Or is it present in whole body? Or only in one part? How do we perceive it as a pressure or drive? Is it acute? Is it painful? Is it rather annoying? In which area of the body does it manifest itself most intensely? We dare to rest in the heart of this small sensation. We discover that we can remain in this courageous listening, which is why some therapists offer us the image of a mother with her crying babies. We are at the same time the crying child and the mother who, by simple contact with the simple caring of the child, allow her energy of peace, of calm, of affection, can infect the child, the wounded child, often as an aid to this welcoming into the very heart of this intensity. We are discovering that we can rest even when this anxiety arise. Restlessness, we are discovering that we can inhabit it, resting in the heart of what doesn't rest, allowing the breath to take care without needing us. The breath knows how to. It's summoned by tension. It's natural for the inhalation to go right here where it's recognized by the inhalation itself. A contraction, a vibration. We are moving from the story that tries to describe or finding solution, bad at least, to naked feeling. We are giving the possibility to this encounter with ourselves, an encounter that is listening, respect, passions, is a natural affection of inhalation, of exhalation, taking care of what cannot yet rest. Let us give ourselves permission to love each other. For a moment, we are not used to this affectionate relationship with ourselves. Let us allow one hand to two hands, just where a need for contact is perceived, and we enjoy the breath, breathing the breath that breathes. Now our exploration continues in a different way, allowed us to rest while the body gradually awakens. It's a time in which simply and profound insights we can discover that something was beginning to settle, and perhaps discover that this listening, this intimacy, also continues in the movement. Little by little, we allow the subtle movement can accompany us in its own time, without violence, with respect.